It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
Do this, the end of The Skeleton on the Dunny. Now, if you remember, our hero, Bob, was taking a shit and the dunny was crashing apart. And old Ned showed up. When I woke up, the wind had stopped. My head hurt, but I was all right. No broken bones. Someone was bending over me. It was old Ned. He was just the same as before. I could see right through him, but he was smiling. He looked happy. He was pointing at the roof of the dunny. It was all smashed up. I went over and had a look. Under a piece of tin was a picture frame. It was Auntie Flo's missing painting, the stolen painting. I picked up the painting and put it under my arm. Auntie Flo would be very glad to get it back. Very glad. I started to say thanks to Ned, but something was happening. He was starting to float up into the air. He was going straight up. He looked happy. Happy to be leaving the earth. He floated up towards the moon. He grew smaller and smaller. At last I couldn't see him anymore. He was gone. I knew he wouldn't be coming back. 10. Auntie Flo was very pleased to get her painting back. She was so happy that she cried. She hung it on the wall in the old spot. She kept looking at it all the time. I didn't tell her about old Ned. She wouldn't believe it anyway, but I think I know what happened. Old Ned stole the painting. He hid it in the dunny roof. When he died, he was in limbo. He was not in this world because he was dead. He could not go to the next world because he had done something bad. So he had to hang around the outside loo, hoping that Auntie Flo would find her painting. Now that she had got it back, he was free to go. When he floated off into the air, he was going to a happier place, wherever that is. Auntie Flo put in a new toilet, an inside one. It was all shiny and clean, a push-button job. No cobwebs, spiders, or ghosts. Well, that is just about the end of the story, except for one thing. One day I was looking at Auntie Flo's lost painting. It was a painting of her house in the old days, when it had just been built. It had no trees around it. Out the back you could see the outside dunny with the door open. I looked very closely at that dunny in the picture. Someone was in it, sitting down. I went and got a magnifying glass and looked again. It was old Ned with his hat and his long beard. He looked happy. He had a smile on his face and one eye closed. He was winking at me. So there you go. Classic ghost story about a ghost that wants a person to do something, but for some reason is completely unable to communicate in any normal fashion and just scares the bejesus out of people till they sort of figure it out on accident. Also, why did he steal the painting? What's the fucking point of that? Was he going to sell it? A painting of a house. I don't get it. That's like, oh yeah, I robbed this lady, went to a sip and paint, and I robbed her sip and paint painting. Now I'm going to be rich. I'm going to hide it in the roof of a shitter until I can get it off the property or something. Doesn't really make sense. I felt like the climax came when he put his shitty tooth back in his mouth. That was way worse than figuring out where the ghost was. But there is a lesson to be learned from this story. And the lesson is this. If you go live at someone's house and they have a shitty outside toilet, demolish that fucker. Because then when it comes time to put in the next toilet, they'll be saying, well, I kind of been meaning to get the inside toilet anyway. So let's just fucking do it. Let's pull the trigger on that. Get rid of the outside. I'm not building another outside toilet. So let's just get the good inside toilet. So there's a lesson for everyone to be had here. Outside toilets are terrible. Terrible thing to have ever made and a terrible thing to ever make again. Only if you're at a music festival should you have to use a outside toilet, and God forbid you have to poop. I think that's probably when most people would say the music festival was pretty fun until I had to take a dump. That's how that ends. All right, well, there you go. Another successful episode. We'll see you tomorrow.
Name ones. Now you're Steve Frodo. He numbers velocity. The velocity.